Yeah, I think so. Good point and a good performance, and we can bring that on to Tuesday night now.
You all looked very composed at the back throughout the game, and Sweden didn't really get that many chances.
No, I thought we kept them quiet, you know, and we played when we had the chance. You know, we've some good ball players on our team, and I think that showed tonight.
Was there a feeling maybe towards the end that there was the chance there to maybe take all three?
Yeah, it was a bit of both. You know, I didn't know myself whether to push on the last 10 minutes or stay back, but I think, you know, when we got to that stage, a point would have been a good result, and obviously if anyone was going to win it, it kind of looked like we could have.
And it makes such a difference now, doesn't it, going into the Austria game, coming off the back of a good night here rather than going back there after a bad one?
Yeah, of course, that was very important. You know, this game is setting us up nicely now for the game against Austria, but I suppose that point will mean nothing if we can't finish it off on Tuesday night.
Did you feel Sweden were surprisingly lacking in chances and maybe not at their best?
Maybe. There's two ways of looking at it. Maybe we handled them well, and when we had the chance, I thought, you know, they sat off us and maybe they weren't expecting us to play like we did, and we've got some good ball players, and that showed tonight, I think, especially James McCarthy. He looked for the ball a lot, and he kept us ticking over.
And behind you, David Ford made a really important save at the end, and a really good night for him.
Yeah, he was brilliant. I thought, you know, for corners and things like that, he came and he caught everything, and, you know, it was a good night for him.
And that save at the end, we could be looking back on that as a key moment.
Yeah, it was a massive save, and, you know, it would have been a kick in the teeth if that had went in, but I thought he had a great night all around.
Seamus, you mentioned James McCarthy there. How easy is it for you to do your job with the ball at your feet when you've got a midfielder that's willing to drop so close and always demand the ball from you, always drop into the space?
Yeah, it's good for fullbacks, especially, you know, that you've got a player like that that you can bounce it off now and again, and he can turn on the ball, and he's a top player.
Were you being urged to get forward? Was that maybe the way of going about things before the game? Did the manager ask you to get forward where possible, or was he looking for you to be conservative?
No, he would like me to get forward. I think that's a big part of my game, is getting forward. But sometimes you've got to think to yourself, you know, a point was a good result, and there was times where, you know, I thought, right, I'll just stay back here and let the lads do it, and if I needed to push on late, I would. But I think it was about being solid tonight more than anything.
I think aside from John O'Shea, the other four of you in that back five, including David Ford, had less than 25 caps together. Did we really see the back four of Ireland come on tonight? Because you looked comfortable, you looked far more experienced than the amount of caps you've earned would suggest.
Yeah, you know, I think the back four, you know, all are all Premier League players, so I know we don't have a lot of caps, but we've played a lot of Premier League games between us, and you know, Kieran Clark's captained Villa a couple of times this season, and Mark Wilson's top player, so it was a good night for everyone.
This is a Sweden team that scored four times away to Germany. Were you surprised that they really, bar one or two half chances, and Ibrahimovic never really got into the game, surprised by that?
Yeah, you know, a player of that calibre, you always have to be on guard, and even up until 89, 90 minutes, a moment of magic could happen with a player like that, so we had to be on guard, but I thought we handled them well all night.
And where do you think this leaves us now in the group, and in not only points-wise, but in terms of the confidence you will have taken from tonight?
Yeah, very good. You know, there's no better feeling now going into Tuesday night after a good performance and a good point overall, I think. So if we can finish it off Tuesday night, it'll be a good week.
And if you think of maybe where Ireland were after the Kazakhstan game, where there was obviously a huge amount of criticism, maybe a lot of it justified, you'll certainly expect to maybe receive some credit for tonight's performance at the same time, and maybe just a different camp now, is it, when you look back at the situation a few months ago?
Yeah, you know, it's part and parcel of football. You know, you have good moments and bad moments, and you've got to fight through it, and I think we're on a good spell at the minute.